Jesse pulled into the gravel parking lot of the Over the Rainbow Daycare Center, put the car in park, and sat there with the engine running. He hated doing his mom's good deeds. It was like she thought making him do good things could make him be a good man. He thought, sorry, lady, too late for that. But he would go in and be polite when the last thing he felt like doing was looking at a bunch of scraggly kids in a raggedy daycare center in a neighborhood where there had to be a crack house on every other block. Okay, so he'd do it for the old lady because doing it for her was the only way he got rights to her car. So yeah, he'd do it. Jesse picked up a book from the box beside him. It was the pirate book. It had been his favorite. He was long past kids' books, so he'd thrown them all in the trash. But his mom had found them, carried them back into the house with tears in her eyes, saying she couldn't believe he'd want to throw out the books she'd read to him every night when he was a kid, the books that were so important in teaching him he could be a loved little boy. He told her he was sorry. He wasn't sorry for dumping the books, but he was sorry that once again he was making the woman cry. She sat at the kitchen table, ran her hands over the books as if they could appreciate her touch. "I'm sorry," he said. "What do you want me to do?" She looked up at him and said, "I'd like you to do something kind, Jesse. Something for someone beside yourself." He stood there thinking, her eyes on him. She looked at him with such hope always. It couldn't be anything but love. And he didn't get why she could love some messed up kid who'd torn up just about anything they'd put in his hands. She talked his dad into getting him a puppy to make up for the one that had choked on the chicken bone. This mom had taught him to hold some things and not hurt. She was trying to keep him safe. She was trying to keep him from going to jail. He had to give her credit for that. She was the kind of woman who thought if you kept pouring clean water into a dirty creek, you could clean it. But sometimes the poison was in the dirt, and it just leached back into that creek. Some things weren't worth saving. But he wouldn't tell her that. So he told her he'd take the books to the daycare center so some other kids could enjoy them. She liked that. So there he was in his mom's white Beamer with a box of books, looking at the building that looked about to rot from the lack of paint. The sign seemed just thrown up on the roof, plywood with a painted rainbow and a couple kids and bluebirds floating above it. The kids looked kind of freaky with two round faces and stuck-on smiles. His mama had said the place barely got by on its budget, so Jesse figured they couldn't get a real sign. He got out of the car to smoke a cigarette. He heard the crunching of gravel, looked up, and saw a girl pulling in. She looked like she couldn't be 18, but there she was in her Arby's uniform, bending in the back seat to get her kid. "Nice ass," he thought. She must have felt him looking because she turned and gave him a smile. But his eyes went to the boy, who had big dark eyes running with tears and snot running from his nose. He was sucking in little breaths like he was trying not to cry. "He all right?" Jesse said. The girl nodded. "I just took him for his shots. You'd think I'd beat him half to death or something." The boy stared up at Jesse, calmer now. Jesse crouched to him. "That's it. Don't you cry now. And I'll give you something." He opened the car door and reached in for a book. It was the good one, the pirate pop-up book. The girl took it, bent to her kid, turned a page, and a ship jumped up from the page. The boy laughed and looked back to Jesse, as if he couldn't figure just who he was. "Now, that's for you to take home." He looked at the boy's mother. "You got that? That's for your boy." He touched the boy's head. "You be strong, dude. Like a pirate." The girl leaned in. "Thank you," she said. "I gotta get him inside and go back to work." She gave him one of those "please ask for my number" smiles, then looked past him to his mother's car. "Nice ride," she said. "Yeah," he said. The kid grabbed her leg, and she picked him up, went inside. "Yeah," he thought. "Nice ride." He mashed his cigarette on the ground and turned to the sound of kids yelling and squealing and running around the lot made up like a playground. He could feel it, the "I'm free" squealing feel of being released from a classroom set loose to run and play. He walked toward them, watched them scrambling to be first on the swings, the seesaw, to see who'd be the first up the slide, on top of the monkey bars. He stood at the chain-link fence and watched them run. "Go on, kids, have yourselves a good time while you can. You got no idea what might be coming at you." He closed his eyes, held on to the sound of their high, happy voices floating in the air. "Okay," he said to the chain-link fence between them, and went back to his mother's car. The girl was standing there, waiting for him. He nodded, reached into the back seat for the box of books, felt her eyes on him. He turned, saw that smile again, and her hand holding out a little piece of paper. "You want my phone number?" "No." He saw the hurt in her eyes, the paper crumple up in her hand. "Just take care of your kid. That's all I want." He slammed the car door shut and walked away. He didn't look back, but he felt her staring as he went up the sidewalk. Going up the steps, he heard the sound of her starting her car, peeling out. He gripped the box of books to his chest, looked down, and saw "If You Give a Mouse a Cookie." It was an old one, one of the first his new mama had read to him. He tried to remember the story, something about giving a mouse a cookie and it keeps wanting more of everything. Like the other one, the very hungry caterpillar. It seemed in most kids' books everybody was wanting to eat. Goldilocks stealing porridge, Hansel and Gretel eating that lady's house, then her trying to eat them, the big bad wolf. Everybody was hungry. He shifted the box, watched the book slide around. The runaway bunny, who'd kept saying he'd run away, but then in the end decided to stay home and eat a carrot. He steadied the box against his side while he gave a rap on the front door, turned the knob. He pushed the door open and put on his best smile. The lady who ran the place would be sure to tell his mom how polite and well-behaved he was. "Good morning," he called to the big black woman behind the desk. She stood up and smiled, a real smile, the kind of smile that rose up from the belly and didn't just flicker across the face. He was glad she looked sweet. "I'm Jesse Hollerfield," he said. "My mother sent me."